Hey everybody, day one is a wrap, and if you can hear it in my voice, I am exhausted. I got to meet a ton of people today, landed this morning, just got back to my hotel, and I wanted to get this episode out with Brian Ingram and Ed Haight from Amcor. I got to sit down with them on the floor, so you'll notice with the audio, there's a lot of ambient noise. I'm doing my best to clean it up. And they're going to talk about a lot of their sustainability initiatives that they have going on there with respect to blister packs and recyclability of blister packs. It's pretty cool what they have going on. I've got a whole slew of other interviews and videos that I've done. I'm going to try to get out here tonight, but this is going to be the only episode I'm going to be able to crank out. The show has been awesome. Huge shout out to SpecRite. I'm going to be at their booth most of the day tomorrow. So if you are here at the show or in the South Upper Hall, come by, say hi. I'm going to be there just meeting people, doing some interviews, creating some content. It's going to be awesome. So shout out to SpecRite. They have these hats that just say PKG. And if you don't come early, they're probably going to be gone, right? They're just flying off the shelf. They're demoing their stuff. It's a great show. It's a great opportunity to connect and talk and learn. So here's the episode I got to do live on the show floor with Brian and Ed from Amcor. All right, so this is my first, at this show, my first podcast episode live, just so you guys know. So no pressure. No pressure at all. So I'm here at the Amcor booth with Brian Ingram and Ed Haight, and we are going to talk about everyone's favorite topic, especially in healthcare, honestly, which is how do we make healthcare enter into the world of sustainability when it comes to packaging? Because so much of healthcare has been, well, 100% just protect it, make sure it gets there. And so when I heard about this new AmSky thing, I was like, wait a second. Like, it was kind of like a, you know, like when the shows were like the brakes go on, it's like everyone stop. I need to know more about this. So I was super excited to be able to do this. So really quick, I'll have you guys kind of introduce yourselves. You can hear some kind of background noise because we're here live at PAC Expo. So if you're listening to this, like, this audio quality is terrible. Well, you know what? You can deal with it. All right. Jeez. I'm just a packaging professional. I'm not Joe Rogan. So I've got Brian Ingram over here to my left. So, Brian, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself? Where do you live? What's your credit card number? What is it you do here at Amcor? And we'll get into some really specific things.
All right. So my name is Brian Ingram. I'm the Senior Research and Development Director at Amcor. I've been with Amcor for almost 20 years now, primarily in the healthcare space.
Okay. That's awesome. And so you've just stayed within the health, because Amcor is not a small company, right? I mean, you've got healthcare, you've got all sorts of other areas that you play in, but you've just kind of stayed in this vertical?
For the most part, yeah. I've done some work in home and personal care and some food, but most of my career, at least 17 years of it, has been focused on healthcare.
Got it. Yeah, the healthcare, so I just was in like a brief today about from like the state of the packaging industry, and it was like like personal cleaning supplies was like the fastest growing segment, which is no surprise to anybody, and then healthcare and then food, right? I mean, the more people you have in the world, the more you need to feed them and the more you need to take care of their health. So that you've picked a good, probably job security, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
and where do you live?
I live up in Neenah, Wisconsin. That's where we're based. Our innovation center is based in Neenah.
Is that where they make the pothole covers?
Yes. That's not too far from our facility either.
The only reason I know that.
In fact, I can see it from my office.
That's amazing. The only reason I know that is because I used to work for WS Packaging, which owned a facility in Neenah. So I've actually been to Neenah, Wisconsin. Yeah, and Algoma. The bustling metropolis of Algoma, Wisconsin. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to dig in a little bit more with you, Brian, but Ed, you get to do the same thing, so you get to introduce yourself.
So my name is Ed Haight. I'm a director of business development for Amcor's healthcare business in North America. I get the fun job of being able to bring new products to market and come up with new ideas and work with Brian and his team to figure out how to bring them to life and how to create them and how to deliver them to the market. So pretty fun role that I have. I've been with Amcor since the acquisition a couple years ago. Prior to that, with the Bemis company who Amcor acquired. Been in the industry for about 36 years now. First half of that was in R&D product development, actually developing new materials. And the second half of my career has been focused on healthcare, business development, strategy, marketing, that sort of thing. Really enjoyed the healthcare market because of the challenges. It's a lot tougher to get the pharmaceutical industry to embrace a new material that you bring to market versus the food side. So really enjoyed the challenge of the healthcare side.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be some of my questions. Are you also in Wisconsin, by the way?
I am located in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, a short distance, about 10 minutes from where Brian's located at one of our healthcare manufacturing facilities.
Got it. So you, when you say business development, you mean, like, are you in charge of people who go out and develop new business, or is it more R&D related, like, let me help bring something new to market? Or is it just a fancy title they gave you because you've been in it for 37 years?
It's a fancy title that lets me play and do a lot of fun stuff, but really it's about bringing new products to the market, coming up with a business case, coming up with the new ideas, working with the team to make sure that they're feasible, and then figuring out how to build them out and bring them to the marketplace. So.
That's awesome. So you kind of touched on one of my questions, which is, how the heck do you get, I mean, because like specs tend to be set within like healthcare, right? So if I'm looking at this blister pack and I'm thinking, I can only imagine the mountain of things and steps you have to go through to even get something like this to trial. So did you have, you know, partners that were like, yes, we want to do this, we're all about this, we're partnering with Amcor, that kind of helped push this? Or was it like, we know this is right, we know this is going to be developed in the business industry, and we're going to develop it and then cross our fingers and hope that somebody buys it? Or is it a little bit of both?
Well, I would say, you know, we have been in the pharmaceutical packaging market for many years, and we understand the customers and what their requirements are. And many of the customers articulated, we're looking for a more sustainable package, we're looking for a recyclable package, here are the requirements, and you know, we decided to go for it and actually try to figure out how to come up with something. So in the process, we kind of came up with a proof of concept, and then it was really important for us to find customers who are really going to sponsor the further development and commercialization. And we did find a couple of very important and key sponsors to help us with that. And one of the sponsors will be bringing out a new product in Europe in our packaging next year. And it'll, can't speak to it today, but it'll be pretty exciting because it's a pretty visible brand and customer. So
it's one of the coolest things about packaging is we get to feel like little secret agents, because we're typically like so far ahead of a product launch. You're like, I can't tell you about it, but it involves Baby Yoda, and you're like, whoa, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, or whatever the thing might be, right? It's so cool. So Brian, what is it about, so this blister pack, it's fully recyclable, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so as you're in R&D and as you're developing this, where do you even start with innovation with something like this? Did you start off with an idea of like, we want to get to full recyclability, or did you just start looking at what already existed and saying like, well, what if we did this, and just sort of like following the rabbit trail?
I would say we probably did a little bit of both. But I think we start with what's the goal? What are we really trying to achieve? And it's really based on what we think the market wants, what the market needs. And then we take a look at our technologies and what technologies do we have that might get us there. And if we don't have that technology, we go out and we develop it. The nice thing about working with Amcor is we've got, not only do we have a team like my team that's out there working with the customers and doing the development, we've got a whole nother R&D team that's, I mean, literally in the back playing, making all this really cool stuff up. And it's their goal is just to figure out how to solve the most challenging problems within packaging. And then we take that and we use those to create products like AmScout.
So what are some of the things that people should know about AmSky? So, you know, you've got like who are the kinds of customers? Obviously, healthcare is a very broad topic. So somebody's listening to this podcast and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to visualize what it is. Who are those types of customers within the healthcare space that you're like, yeah, this is a this is tailor made for this type of person or this type of company? Do you want to take that, Ed? Ed's gonna take that.
Sure. So typically, the customers that have expressed interest in this solution are companies that have a very strong brand focused around sustainability, around social responsibility, that sort of thing. Tends to be customers that have large volume products in over-the-counter medication applications. And they want to strengthen their brand by their showing their commitment to social responsibility, to sustainability, to recyclability. And they want to, you know, use this solution across a big portion of their brand so that they can show their customers that they're really serious about taking care of the environment along with the people that they help with the medications. So typically pretty large customers and big over-the-counter medication type applications.
Got it. That makes sense. And this material is it 100% like curbside recyclable? What's the recyclability of the material currently? That's a hard one because curbside is difficult based on municipalities, but maybe just in general.
So today we can say that it's recyclable at the front end of the store. So you take your flexible bags, that type of stuff. That's probably the easier stream to get into for flexibles. Ideally, we'd like to get to curbside, and right now we're working on that. We can't say today that it's curbside recyclable, but I would say we're positive, and it looks very positive that it could someday be curbside recyclable.
Okay.
And part of the reason for that is we designed it from the ground up, following all the guidelines that are already established for designing packaging to be recyclable. So we followed those design guidelines to a T, and actually we're very conservative about our design to make sure that it fit well within those guidelines. So that's why Brian has a lot of confidence that this is going to get the full certification for curbside recycling.
That's awesome. And so it's... It seems like for the brands who have consumers that, at least for right now, you know, want to take that, they want to give them the option to take that effort. Because, I mean, I am totally ignorant of this side of the market, so I might ask some questions. You're like, But, you know, you can't be an expert in everything in packaging, right? So what type of material would this typically replace for a brand? So is it a mixed material usually? I mean, I've obviously used it. It's got like the foil things and stuff like that. That's typically what this is replacing?
Yeah, it would typically replace some sort of plastic forming material, mainly PVC. Most of the blisters in the market are made out of PVC, and then they'll have the foil lidding material. But there are other types of materials being used out there. There's some polypropylenes, there's some polyesters. Those are the main ones. So that's what we're really targeting.
Got it. And does replacing, so we'll say PVC and foil with a mono material, in my head is like, well, that, I mean, it feels a little bit like a no-brainer because the foil, I would imagine, did you guys conduct like an LCA or anything on this comparative? Yeah? Okay. Because in my head, I'm thinking like, well, foil is very energy intensive to create, and PVC is similarly, well, it has no end life really. I mean, you can't really do anything with it. And so when you have conducted these LCAs, what are there any numbers that are critical or important?
Sure. So Amcor has its own tool for comparing life cycle analysis of different materials and benchmarking them. It's a tool we call Asset, and it's approved by a third party, so it's legit. And we've used it to benchmark the standard AmSky materials with the current materials. And we have about a 70% improvement in carbon footprint. Very impressive. Now that's taking into consideration that AmSky could be recycled and the PVC foil is not recycled. But even if neither were recycled, we still have over a 40% improvement in carbon footprint for the reasons you just talked about. Foil is very energy intensive.
Yeah, right. And that's not surprising. I know a little bit. I try. It makes so much sense, right? And to have both of those numbers, I would imagine from like a go-to-market strategy would have to be important, because there's probably the naysayers who are like, yeah, but it's store, you got to go drop it off at the store, and who's going to really do that? And it's like, right, but even if they don't, like, it was going to end up in a landfill anyways, and we're going to reduce the carbon footprint, which, in my opinion, is the metric that we should be focused on, right? I mean, there's all sorts of sustainability metrics, but it's like carbon impact is absolutely critical. Well, that's great. So my final question is, it's been 2 years since we've had PAC Expo in person like this. It's going to be a hugely attended show. I heard the largest show, in North America or something like that. Like, it's crazy. How has day one been in terms of just like traffic? Are people coming through? Like, are they asking about this product? Have you felt good about? I mean, you guys came all the way from Neenah, which isn't easy to get here from Neenah. So, how has day one been so far?
I think it's probably better than expected, to be honest. We've had a lot of good traffic so far. Today, I'm pretty sure that tomorrow is going to be a lot better. But yeah, I personally, I'm happy with it.
Yeah. How about you, Ed?
I would echo what Brian said. I would say specifically, we've had some pretty important customers that came interested in AmSky. So we were able to tell them a little bit more about AmSky and set up some future meetings with them. So it met my expectations going in, and actually a little bit above my expectations. So I'm pretty happy.
So for anybody who is wanting to get a hold of either one of you, or just to learn more about AmSky, or really anything, related to healthcare in the AmCor world, is it best for them to reach out to one of you? Is there a website they can go to? What's the best way for somebody? Just send up a flare into the sky and the AmCor signal into the skyline?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so you can find my name on LinkedIn. That's one example of a way you can get a hold of me. And you can also go to our website, and there is a product page for AmSky in there. And if you you fill it out and answer some questions, they'll eventually get directed to me or Brian or another member of our team.
Okay, and I'll make sure to tag. I'll put your LinkedIn in that. I'll figure out where that thing is. So just go click it. If you're listening to the podcast, just go down to the show notes and click on that. How about you, Brian? Are you on LinkedIn also?
Yep, same thing.
How about TikTok?
No, sorry.
You're not a TikTok star yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
All right, soon enough. You'll be at AmSky. or at the AmSky guy. I don't know. We'll figure out one of these, but you'll be really big in Neenah. I promise you that. Well, awesome. Ed and Brian, it's been great to chat with you guys. I'm excited about this new product. And I'm just quite candidly excited to be with people and not like, I was telling somebody today, I'm like, I feel like I should have just worn shorts, like a nice shirt, and just worn shorts around to be like, I've worn pants in a year and a half. So I thought I'd best well go for it. Anyway, thanks guys so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Well, that is it for another episode of the People of Packaging podcast. Thanks for listening. It would mean so much to us if you would like and share and subscribe to this podcast. We want as many people to know about the incredible people that we have in the packaging industry, because we believe that packaging is awesome. Thanks again.